Today's shir is Masechta Nazir, Daf Hey, and we will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we discussed that Shimshon was a Nazir Olam, and Shimshon was a Nazir Shimshon, that we discussed was a new category of Naziris. Furthermore, we learned that Shimshon is not considered a man-made Nazir. Ask the Gemara, is that true? The Shimshon Lav Nazahava was Shimshon not a Nazar that became through a nether, that we need a special pasuk to teach us that if somebody accepts upon himself a reigning Nazar Shimshon, he will be a Nazar? Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say when the Malach told the mother of Shimshon, Ki Nezer al Kim Yib Hanam in a Betan, and the Gemara's understanding that what the Malach was telling Shimshon's mother was that after Shimshon is born, you should make sure that you accept on his behalf to be a Nazir. Answers the Gemara, Hasam al Chudama. The Nevuah that the Malach said that Shimshon will be a Nazir, the Malach said, and was all a Nevuah, and not in any way did it mean that he was telling her that you, your husband, have to accept Naziris on behalf of Shimshon, because that actually was not the case. As we learned earlier, somebody who accepts upon himself Naziris Shimshon could become Tamei Tameis, unlike typically is the halacha by a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, Umanolon, Ask the Gemara, how do we indeed know that Shimshon did become Tamei? Ilay Memediksiv, from the fact that Shimshon says about himself, Belechi Chamar Hakesi Elefish, I took the jaw of a donkey and I killed 1,000 people, says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily a proof that he was Tamei. The Gilma Gurui Gariba, maybe he threw the jaw at them, like somebody throws a arrow, but he never touched them. The pasuk says that Shimshon killed 30 plishtim and he took their clothing. Obviously, when he took their clothing, he obviously had to touch them. Ask the Gemara, who says that he took their clothing after they died? Perhaps, asked the Gemara, Demash L'chinim B'Reisha, first he stripped them of their clothing, and only afterwards, V'had the Katlinan, did he kill them? Answers the Gemara, V'yach V'yikaksev. The Pasuk says that he first hit them, he killed them presumably, and only afterwards did he take their clothing. Asked the Gemara, who says the V'yach means that they were actually killed? Maybe the definition of V'yach means Goysesin Shavinim. He made them into Goysesin, and still, they were still alive. And still, since they were alive, he was allowed to touch them. Says Gemara, a Gemara Gemirle. They had a Kabbalah that's exactly what happened. The first Shimshon killed them, and only afterwards that he took their clothing. So we see there's no problem of Tumah. Of course, the Rishonim point out that these people were Akum, Nachrim, and where is their problem of Tumah when we're speaking about Nachrim? So the Tosfos points out that even though there is no Tumas oil, we know that one may not enter into the oil hames, and there is no Tumas oil by Akum, but touching somebody who is Tamei is prohibited even for touching somebody Tamei is even prohibited by a non-Jew. And that's what happened over here when Shimshon, as the Gemara is saying, is talking about touching them. Tosfos asks that the Gemara later in our Masechta Daf Mem Gimel discusses if a Nazir is allowed to touch a Goyis or not. So according to the opinion that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, asks Tosfos that a Nazir may not come in contact with a Goyis. So how do we understand the Gemara's teretz that they were Goyis in? Even if they were Goyis in, according to that opinion, a Nazir is not allowed to come in contact with somebody who's Goysis. So Tosfos explains that Goysisin is a very specific state where a person is in. He says, when our Gemara says they were Geisesin, it doesn't mean they were full-fledged Geisesin. They were close to becoming Geisesin, but they weren't actually Geisesin. The Rosh, however, differentiates between a person who's a Geises b'dei Adam, a person who's a Geises because he was hit by a human being, as is the case in our Gemara, versus somebody who's a Geises b'dei Shemayim. And says the Rosh that the entire discussion that we have in the Gemara later is only regarding a Geises b'dei Shemayim. But a Geises b'dei Adam never has the din of a Geises. And the Chassam Sofer explains, why is there a difference between a Geises b'dei Adam and a Geises b'dei Shemayim? Explains the Chassam Sofer that somebody who's a Geises b'dei Shemayim, we don't really have the ability to determine what is his physical situation, if he's close to death or not. But somebody who's a Geises b'dei Adam, that's a Geises b'dei Shemayim. A Geises b'dei Adam is something that doctors can make that determination. The Tyrus of Nazir says it different. He says when the Gemara says that a Nazir is not allowed to come in contact with a Geises, explains the Sefer Tyrus of Nazir from Rafutna Zitzal, it means that a Nazir is not allowed to enter the home of a Geises, because he may be entering a home where the person is going to die imminently, and he put himself into such a situation. But here, that's not what happened. It wasn't like Shimshon entered the home of a Geises. And since Shimshon did not actually enter the home of a Geises, that the discussion of that Gemara is not relevant. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that a Kohen may not find himself next to the bed of a Geises, but the Ramah says, V'yesh matirim, v'toiv lahachmer. And the Ramah says there are those that are lenient, but however, the Ramah agrees, v'toiv lahachmer. Ask the Gemara v'noza olam hechiksev, where do we learn, in the Mishnah we learned that the Allah is, that a noza olam could take off if his hair grows too much. Ask the Gemara, where do we know that from? And as Tosfos explains the question, there are really two parts to the question of the Gemara. How do we know that a Nazir whose hair grows long, he may take off some of the hair? And how do we know, as we learned in the Mishnah as well, that when he does so, he has to bring the three kabbonis that a Nazir has to bring at the end of his term? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Shenem Avihimi Ketz Abram Shana. V'yoyim Avshalom El HaMelech. Shalom tells his father, the King David, El Chanov Hashalom Es Nidri Ashenodati L'Hashem B'chevrin. I'm going to pay up the obligation that I have. And the Gemara, what means to say is that presumably, what was the nether that he was obligated to pay? That he obligated upon himself that he would be a Nazir. And he went to Chevron, which was where the Bama was, to bring the carbon. So we see that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. That's a Masorah that they had, that he was a Nazir Olam. But we see from here that a Nazir Olam brings a carbon when he is obligated to bring a carbon. Megalach l'shnei masa chaydish, says the Gemara, that Avshalom would cut his hair once every 12 months. Shnemar, o begalach esroishoy, v'imiketz yomim l'yomim. The Pasuk says that when would he cut his hair? At a time which was yomim l'yomim. Yalef, and the Gemara says that Rebbe is luring the fire gzereshova. The Pasuk says, as we just read, the word yomim by Avshalom, and the Pasuk says, Yomim Bati Erechayma, that somebody, the halacha is, that if somebody sells a home in a Bais Erechayma, the halacha is that he can redeem it up to a year. Ma Hasam, says the Gemara, just like over there, the halacha is he can redeem it up to 12 months. Afkan, so too, when the Torah uses the words Yomim by Avshalom, it means to say that he would take his haircut, Shnei Masachodesh, every 12 months. Rav Noir disagrees. He says, Megaleach, he would take a haircut, Achas L'Shloishim Yoyim, every 30 days. And the Gemara will soon explain from where he takes that opinion. Rabbi Yosef Megalech Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, he would take a haircut every Erev Shabbos. Shekein Matzino of Neimalachim, so we find by the children of the kings that their custom was Shemegalech Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, that they would take a haircut every 30 days. My time of the Rebbe, says the Gemara, where does Rebbe take the halacha of that the Nazir Olam takes a haircut every 12 months? Says the Gemara, as we just explained, he learns from the halacha of Bate Erchayma. Says the Gemara, but ask the Gemara, for Rebbe Udama Ein Yom Pchus Mishnayim, Rebbe says that when the Torah speaks about the halacha Bate Erchayma, the pasuk uses the words Yomim Tiugalasoi, that the halacha is that you can't redeem, buy back the home, unless 2 days since the sale took place have passed. So why if that's the halacha, asked the Gemara, then why don't we say that the Avshalom took a haircut every 2 days? Answers the Gemara, Hai Gzereshava, he says, what is the basis of this entire Gemara? The basis of the entire Gemara is that since a Nazir Olam can't take a haircut so often, so he has to wait, because the hair starts to bother him. So that's why we have to determine how often may he take a haircut. But nobody, says the Gemara, could suggest that a person, after 2 days having taken a haircut, hair is too bothersome. So obviously, it must be 2 days. Mishum Kavi Gomer, he's learning it because of the hair. Uvishnei Yomim, and obviously after 2 days, like a COVID, the hair aren't too much. So it must be that we're learning for 12 days. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses a question. The halacha we know, Rachman Atzlan, if somebody loses a parent, the avelus is 12 months. And the question, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Shas HaTshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chela Gimel Simen Yod Beis, discusses what is the halacha if the year of avelus is a leap year. Does the Avel Rachman Atzlan keep 12 months, or does the Avel keep 13 months? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that even in a case where it's a leap year, the Avel keeps the avelus for only 12 months. Says the Gemara, presumably that would be the same halacha by a Nazir. A Nazir keeps his Naziris, the Nazir Olam, is 12 months. But asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, if the Gemara now is learning the halacha of Nazir from Bati Arachayma, the halacha is, in Bati Arachayma, that we're learning now that the person who sells the home has a year to buy it back, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, by Bati Arachayma, if it turns out to be a leap year, you get 13 months to buy it back. So why shouldn't that be halacha by a Nazir also? That if it's a leap year, he should have to, and he's a Nazir Olam, he should only be allowed to take a haircut after 30 days. So Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to use the Svara that we said. He wants to suggest that the entire point of our Gemara is at what point does it become too difficult for the Nazir Olam to go without a haircut? And the Gemara is suggesting that 12 months is the amount of time. And therefore, if that's the amount of time, it doesn't make a difference if it's a leap year or not a leap year. It should always be 12 months. But actually, I saw that the Rishash, because of the question that we just posed, that our Gemara just connected the halacha of a Nazir, the halacha of a Nazir and Bata Erechayma, that indeed, in a leap year, says the Rishash, the Nazir would have to bring a carbon. Then wait 30 months till he takes a haircut. Ask the Gemara, v'mishtei shanim, why are we saying that Avshalom took a haircut after a year? Maybe he waited 2 years. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says regarding the dream of Paroi,
says the pasuk, "Vehi miketz shnosayim yomim." There was after 2 years. So why are we saying it's 2 years? So of course the Rishonim make a very important point. Here we're learning about Gzeirah Shavah. And the halacha is that ain adam don Gzeirah Shavah ma'atzmai. One can't just make up his own Gzeirah Shavah. Elm came kilbei merabbi, v'rabbi merabbi ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So Gemara Masechet Pesachim, daf samach vav amen aleph. So ask the Rishonim, why are we suggesting that we should learn Gzeirah Shavah from Paroi versus Batei Arachayma? We can't just make up our own Gzeirah Shavah. We know, presumably, that the Gzeirah Shavah connects Batei Arachayma and Nazir. We can't just go and say, well, we're not going to connect Batei Arachayma, we're going to connect to Paroi. So the Rishonim respond that indeed the halacha is you can't make Gzeirah Shavah. Elm Cain, Kibloi Merabbi. But even though you can't make Gzeirah Shavah, Elm Cain, Kibloi Merabbi, the halacha still is that what happened was they had Gzeirah Shavah that we learned Yomim Yomim. That there's a legitimate Gzeirah Shavah that connects Yomim to Yomim. But they didn't know which Yomim in the Torah are connected to the Nazir. And that's why they're searching which one it is. Answers the Gemara. Donim Yom Sheinim Avshanim, Yom Sheinim Avshanim. The Pasuk by Avshalom just uses the words Yomim, just uses the word Yomim. So too the Pasuk by Batei Arachayma just uses the word Yomim. Val Yechiach Zeh Sheyesh Avshanim. Whereas the Pasuk by Paroi says Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. What the Gemara is suggesting is that this is a better match. Ask the Gemara V'Emes Shloshim Yomim. Why don't we say that it means 30 days? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by the Parsha of the Masoninim, they were complaining about the food that they had in the Midr. And the Pasuk there says, At Chodesh Yomim. Answers the Gemara, a similar teretz. Donim Yom Sheinim Al-Chadoshim, Miyom Sheinim Al-Chadoshim. The Pasuk by the Nazir, by Avshalom, just says the word Yomim. As is the case by Batei Arachayma, v'ayichir zeh sheyesh ma'chadoshim. Whereas the pasuk by Masoninim doesn't just use the word yomim; it says ad chaydish yomim. Ask the Gemara, v'ema mihacha miyomim yomima. This pasuk is a pasuk by Yiftach Haladi, and the pasuk says that before Yiftach went out to battle with the Bnei Ammon, he made a neder. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help and he will be able to prevail over the Bnei Ammon, the nation of Ammon, he says, V'hoya ha-yoytze ha-shiyetzi midalsi basically crossi b'shuva b'sholem b'nei Ammon, the person who will be the first, or the thing that will be the first, that will come out to greet me when I come back from war with Bnei Ammon, V'hoya la-Shem, it will belong to Hashem v'alisiya olam. And he said, in other words, he was promising that the first thing that will exit his house as he comes home from being successful a battle, he will bring as a carbon oil. And he furthermore explained to Rishon what he meant to say, is that obviously that would be only the halacha if it was an animal that could be brought as a carbon oil. But if it would be a person that can't be brought as a carbon oil, that person should be Kodesh Lashem. And what happened was, tells us the Pasuk, that when Yiftach came back from this battle with Bnei Ammon, he had one daughter, and that one daughter came out to greet him. And there's a machlokes exactly what happened. Some say she became secluded for the rest of her life. Some say he actually brought her as a carbon. And the Pasuk in Shoftim says, Miyomim yomima, telelchta b'nas Yisrael, l'sanos l'bas Yiftach ha'galonim, Abba Yonim B'Shamim, that there were four times a year, every 3 months, they would cry over Yiftach HaGaladi's daughter, bad faith. So, presumably, that means every 3 months, four times a year, is every 3 months. So why are we saying that it's 12 months, it should be 3 months? Answers the Gemara, Donin Yamim Yamim. The Pasuk again, by the Nazir uses the word yamim. The pasuk by Bate Erechayma uses the word yamim. Vein donim yamim yamima. We look for the better match. Says the Gemara. So what was the question? The Rishonim ask. We've already said this teretz so many times. So Rishonim say that the word yamima, they assume there's another way of saying li yamim, and therefore the match is proper. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamina, why is this minimal difference, the word yamim and yamima, disqualify it from being a proper gzeirah shava? Ask the Gemara, v'tana b'rei Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says gzeirah shava regarding the halachas of nigei batim. The pasuk says v'shava kain u'ba kain, and we learn from here zui shiva zui bia. So we see that the two words that are totally dissimilar. One time the Torah uses the word v'shav, and one time the Torah uses the word ba, and the Torah, and we still use it for gzeirah shava. And to explain, the halacha is that if one discovers tzoras habayis on his home, the home has to be quarantined for a week. If the kohen comes after a week and he sees that the nega has spread, he has to take out of the wall the stone that has the nega and put around that, and he has to put plaster around that place and quarantine it for a second week. After the second week, if the nega returns, the house has to be demolished. But if after the first week the nega remained as it was at the beginning and it did not spread, he quarantines it for a second week. And if at the end of the second week the nega is still the same size, or even if it spread, the halach is that he takes out that stone in which there is the nega, put cement all around it, doesn't demolish the home, but waits for a third week. If in the third week the nega is still there, or the nega returns, better said, he demolishes the home. Even though at the end of the second week, the Torah never said the halacha that you have to put on this new plaster, we learn with Gzeirah Shava that since the Torah uses the word Uba Koyin after the second week, and the Torah uses the word Veshava Koyin after the first week, from here we learn that we never make a final determination on the demolishing the home unless you first put on the plaster. And since, just like after the first week, the Torah says if the nega spread, you have to put on the plaster, and then only if after the second week it returns, you demolish the foam, so too is the halacha by the second week, that if the nega spread, then you do this removing of the stone, plastering, and wait another week. And then, based on what you'll see after that other week, we'll know what to do with the home. So we see that the Torah uses the word v'shav uba. The Torah does make gzeir shava, even though the words are totally dissimilar, as long as they have essentially the same meaning. Answers the Gemara, hani mila hechad leka d'damalei. A gzeir shava does not have to be a perfect match. If there are no other options, it's still going to be a legitimate gzeirah shava. However, says the Gemara, aval heicha de'ika de'damilei, but if you have a better match, but the damilei opinion. So indeed, it would be acceptable to learn a gzeirah shava of yamim yamima if there was no other option. But as we've been learning throughout our shir, that we do have a way to learn a gzeirah shava yamim yamim. So since we have a way to learn a gzeirah shava yamim yamim, that is preferable. And however, ikad amri, the Gemara now gives a different reason that why we can't learn from what happened with the daughter of Yiftach. Mino yedinin, for says the Gemara, how could we be certain the kol tlasu yamim chad zimna, that it would be every 30 days? Yes, the pasuk says they visit her every four times a year. But says the Gemara, what tells you that means that they visit her every 3 months? Dilma Abba Zemna Bishata, they did visit her four times a year. What that means was, Abba Yochin Chad Zimnan, first they waited 4 months, And Tarta Yochim Bechadizimna. And after that, they went every 2 months. So since the Pasik is not clear how often it went, how often it visited, how often these visits took place, we don't have a clear understanding how often we can't use it as a source to tell us how often the Nazir should be visited. Rabbi Nehorai Aymer, it says the Gemara, Rabbi Nehorai said that the Nazir Olam begaleich achas l'shloishim yoyim, takes this haircut every 30 days. Ask the Gemara, my tama, gabi kahanim, what's the reason by kahanim that they can't, that they have to take a haircut every 30 days? Shum the ikka kovid. Because after 30 days, it's already too heavy. And as the Rishonim explained, that the Torah want the kahanim to be beautiful. And the Torah established that hair that's there for more than 30 days is already not beautiful. So if that's the case, Mishum de Kekovid, if that's the consideration by the Kahanim, the same thing, the Hachinami Kekovid, by the Nazir Olam, once he has the hair every 30 days, that's already considered too much of a growth. It's already too bothersome. That's why he's allowed to take the haircut. Rav Yosi Omer, Megalech Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. He takes a haircut every 30 days because all the Menei Melachim would take a haircut 30 days. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, and that's why Avshalom, who was from the Menei Melachim, also took a haircut every 30 days. So after every Friday. Ask them if that's the case, so then my ikka b'nai l'sharachoy. So in what way will Shimshon, who was the Nazir, be discernible that he's different than all his other brothers? All of them take a haircut every Erev Shabbos, and he does also, we're learning now. Answers the Gemara, Yontav shechaliyas b'emtza Shabbos. If Yontav falls out during the week, d'choy megalchen, the brothers don't only take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, they also take a haircut Erev Yontav. D'choy megalchen, uhuloy megalech. But he doesn't take a haircut because it's not a week that passed. Inami, galuch etzar for the Malach Shabbos. When do you take the haircut? Every Erev Shabbos. Do you take it Erev Shabbos in the morning? That's when his brothers would take it. Achui Megalchin, his brothers would take the haircut Erev Shabbos in the morning. He, however, imagalech apanya, he would have to wait until the afternoon. And therefore, says the Torah, that based on this Gemara, we learn that if Rachman Tzlan and Ovel is allowed to take a haircut on Erev Yontif, he should wait, just like the Nazir, who were allowing to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, was saying, should wait till close to Shabbos. So too is the halacha of the Ovel, he should wait till Erev Shabbos. However, from here we learn that when we speak about a regular person to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, he should take his haircut Erev Shabbos in the morning. The Rosh points out that there are other nafkaminas between Avshalom, who was a Nazir Olam, and his brothers. Because, as we learned in the Mishnah, they could take a haircut with a scissor. A Nazir Olam, we learned in the Mishnah, could only take a haircut with a razor. Another nafkamina is that many Rishonim suggest that a Nazir Olam could only cut off some of his hair, but he may not remove all of his hair. Whereas a person who's taking a regular haircut could cut off all of his hair. In fact, there's a question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss. One of the reasons that one has to cut his hair, because otherwise we have a concern of a chatzitza between the hair and the tefillin. So the question is, why don't we have that consideration by a nazir? That we see here that the hair becomes a chatzitza. So the Paiskim say that since the nazir is obligated to keep his hair long, so a person who's obligated to keep his hair long, that the Torah gives that requirement. Since it's a requirement that the Torah says he should have, it's not considered a chatzitza. The Ravya says, mitzvah l'staper l'kovet Shabbos v'yontif. you're supposed to take a haircut to cover Shabbos for Yontif, and he says, based on our Gemara, that you should take the haircut on Friday, and it should be Friday morning. But it has to be in a way that it's obvious that it's L'Kavod Shabbos. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe one should wait closer to Chatzos to take the haircut on Friday, because there it becomes more noticeable that you're doing it L'Kavod Shabbos. And even though the person is taking the haircut Friday, there's a big machlokes in the poskim if he's allowed to do it after Chatzos, with many poskim suggesting that after Chatzos it's already too close to Shabbos with different issues. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Reish Samech Sif Aleph says mitzvah luchas panav yadav ragel b'chamim. It's a mitzvah to wash your hands and your feet and your hands and your face and your feet in hot water on Erev Shabbos. And the remark says, the mitzvah he lichas is kol gufoy. It's really more appropriate to wash your entire body. V'meina yochel, but if you can't, yichetz rachas panav yadav raglov. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that's the halacha, and that's the basis, says the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that one should go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. The Shlah, however, says that one should go to the mikveh after Chatzos, and actually the Shlah says not only should one wait to go to the mikveh for after Chatzos, but the Shlah says that one should go as close to Shabbos as possible. And in fact, the Sefer Shara Mitzion Malacha quotes the Michas Elazar, who said that the minig of the Divrei Chaim from Sanz was to go to the mikveh as close to Shabbos as possible. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this minig, but he says that the people who have this minig say it's a pia Kabbalah, that this minig is based on Kabbalah. He says, however, the Aruch HaShulchan uses very sharp language. He says, with toimhem, they're making a mistake. The Yesh Ligabahem, they should wait to go to the mikveh. They shouldn't go to the mikveh so late. And the Mishnah Berurah as well says that particularly in the winter, when Shabbos is early, people going to the mikveh close to Shabbos are certainly putting themselves into the risk of being Michal Shabbos. However, I did see that the Shas HaTshuvas Eimek Halacha suggests that if we're learning in our Gemara that you could take a haircut Friday morning, L'Kavod Shabbos, so if you could take a haircut Friday morning, L'Kavod Shabbos, so too you could go to the mikveh Friday morning. Because anything that's already done on Friday morning, it's obvious that it's being done L'Kavod Shabbos, as our Gemara seems to indicate. So we just had a malachlokes in the Gemara. How often a Nazir Olam could take a haircut? Is it every 12 months? Is it every 30 days? Is it every Erev Shabbos? And the halacha is that the Nazir Olam should only take a haircut every 12 months. And furthermore, as we said, Tosfos' opinion is that a Nazir Olam is not allowed to shave his hair entirely. He takes off some of the hair to alleviate his discomfort, but he may not cut all of his hair. The Maaser Keach quotes, says that he understands that the Rambam's opinion is that the Nazir Olam should shave his entire head. And the Chazan Ish explains what is the machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. Explains the Chazan Ish. According to Tosfos, is the Torah is teaching us that he's allowed to take such a haircut. He's not obligated to take such a haircut. As we've been learning throughout our shiur, the only reason he's allowed to take this haircut is because he's this uncomfortable. Since he's only doing it for that reason, he's not obligated to do it, and he can't cut off all of his hair. The Rambam, however, says the Chazon Ish, hold that a Nazir Olam is obligated to take this haircut. If he's obligated, then Torah is telling us that he should take off his hair entirely to fulfill this obligation. And in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim say an interesting question. What will be if we have an individual who had not taken a haircut for 6 months, and now he becomes a Nazir Olam? When can he take his haircut? According to Tosfos, who says that the entire reason the Nazir Olam is allowed to take a haircut is because he's uncomfortable, so this individual is now uncomfortable because he hasn't taken a haircut for 12 months. Whereas, according to the Rambam, that there's a halacha that the Nazir Olam has to take a haircut, but he only may take the haircut after 12 months pass. He would have to wait. Even though he hasn't taken a haircut for 6 months, he would still have to wait 12 months from when he becomes Nazir Olam. The pasuk, as we read, that speaks about Avshalom says, Vayihi miketz aboim shana v'yom Avshalom. Ask the Gemara, Hani aboim shana, the pasuk that spoke about 40 years, what does the pasuk mean when it speaks Mayiv adetayu? What does the pasuk mean when it speaks about 40 years? Says the Gemara, Rav Nuroi am Meshim Rav Yeshua, Leketz aboim shana sheshalu lamelech. After 40 years that they had asked for a king, and as the Rishonim make the calculation, it wasn't 40 years from when David HaMelech became king. It was 40 years after they approached Shmuel they should make a king. The Tana Oysa Shaul Shaul HaMelech, the year that they asked for king, Hishnas Esel Shmuel HaRamasi, it was the 10th year that Shmuel was the Shoifet of Klal Yisrael. That was year one of the 40 years. Shaul became a melech in the middle of the 11th year of Shmuel's rule. His rule was 2.5 years. And then David HaMelech was Melech for 36 years. And then at the Avshalom rebelled at the beginning of that 36 years, which is in total 40 years from when they had asked for Melech in the first place. It says the Mishnah Stam Naziris. Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yoim. When a person accepts a Naziris, that as the Rishonim explained, if somebody accepts upon himself a Naziris and they did not identify for how long they will be a Nazir, we assume it's 30, the Halach is 30 days. Ask them anonymously, from where do we know this? Amra Masna, Amra Kro, Kodesh Yeh. The Torah, when it describes the Nazir, says the word Kodesh Yeh. And Yia begematria tlosin hava. The word Yia is begematria 30. But padama, that really a nazir is a nazir for 29 days. Because he says, keneged nazir v'nizrei hamurim b'tayra. The Torah uses the word nazir, shloishim chas achas. The Torah uses it 29 days. So Rameh Simcha, the Ar Sameach, makes an interesting observation. He says, if the halacha is that Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yoim or 29 days, whatever it is, why doesn't the Torah explicitly just say the number? That it's 30, it's 29. Why do we have to learn it in one of these ways? So says Ramei Simcha, because what is the purpose of a person becoming a Nazir? The reason a person becomes a Nazir is because he wants to elevate himself. He knows, as we've been discussing, that he needs to become a Nazir. And therefore, we can't give it a firm number. Some people need more time, and some people need less time. But the Chafetz Chaim, every time he would learn this Gemara, would make an interesting comment. He would say, look at what we're learning from here. The halacha of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim, as we're going to be seeing in our shir, is a very important halacha. And the Torah chooses to teach us this halacha just from a gematria, that the word Yiyah is the gematria of 30. From here we learn, says the Chafetz Chaim, how rich and deep every word of the Torah is. Says, ask the Gemara, for a Masna, who learns it from the gematria, ask the Gemara, why not? Why shouldn't he learn it? Nailif Menazin Nazroi. Why doesn't he learn it from the amount of times the Torah used the word Nazir? And as I saw the Rishonim explain, this is not the typical way that with the Torah we learn halachas from a gematria. So if we're learning it, if Bapada has the fact that the Torah mentions it 29 times, which is a very obvious way that the Torah always teaches halachas. So why don't we learn the halacha here too that way? Ask the Gemara, again, V'ravasta nami neilef menozen nizrei, answers the Gemara, amalachahu ledrasha. He says, when the Torah uses these words, the Torah is trying to teach us different halachas. Ledrasha, miyayin v'sheikh yazer, lesa yayin metzke yayin rishos, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, that we learn from here that a nazir can have yayin mitzvah, kiafli linda nazir lahazir, melamed shecha nazir chala anaziris. That if somebody says, hareni nazir hayoyim, and then he again says, hareni nazir hayoyim, the halacha is, he has to keep two terms, the way most Rishonim say, that he has to keep two terms of naziris. Most Rishonim explain that he finishes the first term and then he ends and then he begins the second term. And as the Rishonim explained, the chiddush is that we would think once he's already experiencing a term of naziris, he can't become a nazir again. Teaches us nazir chal naziris. So how will Bar Pada respond? If the word naziris that's mentioned in the Torah is there for a drasha, how could it be there to teach us how long your naziris is? Answers the Gemara Bar Pada Amalach, lekachad mehem the love of the drasha. Yes, there are many times that the Torah uses the word nazir. And the Torah uses the word nazir to teach us different halachas. But it's from all the times that the Torah used the word nazir, there must be at least sometimes where it's not there for drasha. Isn't there at least one? Lekachad mehen, the lav drasha. Isn't there at least one that isn't there for drasha? And what would be the purpose of that pasuk? Must be elama hula minyana. It's there to come to teach us that the number of days you keep in the Zayrus. Once we have at least one time that the Torah uses the word for that purpose, cooling nami l'minyanoi, so we can learn from there that is the purpose for all of them. Ask the Gemara. Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, stam naziris shloishim yoyim. Ask the Gemara, bishlam l'ramasna. The Ramasna said that we learn it because of the gematria of yiyah nicha. So when the Mishnah said that stam naziris lamed yoyim, very understandable. But ask the Gemara, elabar poda, that says that it's 29 days, how do we understand what the Mishnah said, that it's 30 days, kasha? Answers the Gemara, amalach rapada, aydid ike yoyim tlosin, the megalach mevik kaban oisof, that even the 30th day does represent the halacha in the Zayrus, because it's only on the 30th day that he brings his kabanis, and that's when he completes his term of naziris, that's when he has his kapara, that's why, mishum hachi, that's why the Mishnah says shloishim. That's why our Mishnah says 30 days, even though the actual amount of naziris is only 29 days. Ask the Gemara, Tanan. We're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Tazayinam and Aleph. Misha Amar Hareni Nazir, the Aloch is, brings his kabonis, completes his naziris, and then takes his haircut and brings his kabbonis megaleich b'yom shloishim ve'echad on day 31. So ask the Gemara, bishlam l'rab masna nicha, because according to Rab Masna, the gematria is 30 days, and since the gematria is 30 days, so only on day 31 can you bring your kabbonis and take the haircut. El b'apada, but according to b'apada, that the naziris is only 29 days, why do you have to wait for day 31 to bring your kabbonis? Amalach Bapata, Ema Sefer. Says Bapata, let's learn the Sefer that Mishnah. Im Gilech L'yoyim Shloishim. If, however, you did your kabbonis on day 30, Yotza. So now the question is, why? If the term is 30 days, how could you bring your kabbonis on day 30? Ela Sefer, Messiah. The Sefer is clearly a proof to the opinion of Bapada, that you only need to be a nazir for 29 days. So if that's the case, why in the Reisha do you need to wait till day 31? Nasak oimishleimim. The halacha is that if a person would say that he's going to be keep taking the zeros for 30 days, so there the halacha would be that of course he has to wait for day 31. Therefore the halacha is, since he has to wait for day 31, the halacha is that we, even the Nazir who didn't say that he's going to take in the Zeris for 30 days, we are machmer to, that he should wait till day 31. But now, ask the Gemara, Ramasna, who's been learning the Gematria, and the Gematria is that you're a Nazir for full 30 days, Kasha Sefer. So the Sefer represents a big difficulty. Why, if you took a haircut on day 30, would it be acceptable? Day 30 is before you've completed your term of Naziris. Answers the Gemara, Kesavar, Ramasna's of the opinion, Mixer Yom Kekulai. As soon as the beginning of day 30 has passed, it's already considered as if you finish your Naziris. So yes, L'chatchilo, one should wait till day 31. But since Midaraisa, there is a din of Mixer Yom Kekulai, so as soon as part of day 30 has passed, you fulfilled your Naziris, and since you fulfilled your Naziris at that point, therefore you could take the haircut. If you took the haircut on day 30, it's fine. And from here, the Paiskim say, we know that we will be discussing this in Mitzvah Hashem, that there is a concept of Mitzvah Yom Kekulai. It's typically applied by Hilchos Avelos. But from here we see, but Hilchos Avelos, the Halacha of Shiva and the Halacha of Shloshim are only Midrabanan. But from here, the Paiskim teach us that we see that we could apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulai not only by a case of a Derabanan, but even where it's a Deraisa, a Nazir is a Halacha Midaraisa, we could apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulai.